Hello and welcome to this edition of BuzzHub's Front Seat Cinema, the now weekly film podcast where I bring you the latest movie news, reviews, and box office numbers. Yes, you heard me correctly, we are now weekly, and we will be for the remainder of the summer. That's all through June, July, and hopefully August. We may have the occasional week when I'm not on, because of some, you know, reason beyond my control, but if I have my way, we will have a show every single week, be it on a Friday, or a Monday, or a Wednesday, or a Friday again, I don't know. So this week, this episode will be quite brief, despite the fact that we do have a lot to talk about, but I'm going to have to just rush through it. I'll begin with some brief box office news. X-Men Days of Future Past, which I'll discuss a bit more in a minute, was the big film that opened this past weekend in the US. It had a $111 million four-day opening, so that included the Monday Memorial Day. So with a per theater average of just 28,000 per venue, it claimed the fifth biggest opening Memorial Day weekend, although it grossed roughly 12 million less than X-Men The Last Stand did over Memorial Day in 2006. Its three-day take of 91.4 million was lower than the three-day takings this year of Captain America The Winter Soldier, Godzilla, and The Amazing Spider-Man 2, despite the benefits of a holiday weekend. So Frozen passed Iron Man 3 to become the fifth highest grossing movie of all time and the biggest film of 2013 worldwide with a worldwide gross of $1.22 billion. Godzilla took a dive to the second weekend while Adam Sandler's Blended took only $14.2 million in its first 3 days. So that's a little brief roundup of the box office news. So, X-Men Days of Future Past. It opened this past weekend. I saw it. You can read my very long extended review up on BuzzHub. It's up at the top in the featured posts. Just go to buzzhub.info. I have been looking forward to this film for a long time. I had very high expectations. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought there was a lot of really excellent stuff in it. Certain parts, though, I was quite underwhelmed in. I thought the futuristic aspects of it involving, you know, Storm and Iceman and the New Mutants and elderly or older Magneto and Professor X in the future, I thought those scenes were very weak. I thought they were badly staged. The acting was quite poor by the majority of the future cast, and the New Mutants were they were cheesy, to say the least. I didn't enjoy those portions, especially at the beginning. I thought the first 20 minutes of this film was very poor. But then it picked up pace, and as the adventure in 1973 involving Wolverine and younger Xavier and Magneto and Mystique and Beast, as that adventure continued, I thought it just got better and better. And by the end, I was fully on board. I thought it was a very, very good film. I gave it 4 stars. I would have liked to give it 5 stars. It just wasn't good enough. But you can read exactly why in that review. I also saw Godzilla, which I gave 3 stars. I was quite disappointed with Godzilla. I thought the acting in it and the casting by Gareth Edwards was very poor. I thought that not including Bryan Cranston, I thought pretty much the whole cast did a fairly mediocre job, especially Aaron Taylor-Johnson, who I've never particularly engaged with as an actor. I thought he was completely the wrong choice for the lead role. Elizabeth Olsen, underused. Juliette Binoche, underused. And Ken Watanabe, a very tokenish kind of Japanese character. There should have been more Japanese characters, considering how much of it was actually set in Japan. In very recent film news and TV news, Hulu is in talks to order a 6th season of Community. The director of Locke is going to script the World War Z sequel. Stardust star Charlie Cox has been cast as Daredevil in Marvel's Daredevil Netflix series. It was BuzzHub's second birthday last weekend, and I did a list called the 10 Best Films of Our Lifetime. You can read that up on BuzzHub now. Edgar Wright has departed Marvel's Ant-Man. He was supposed to direct the film, but there was apparently script changes made without his consent, which him and Marvel had conflict over, and he departed the project last week, and they are currently searching for a replacement. Batman vs. Superman has received an official title. It is now called Batman v. Superman Dawn of Justice. I am not a big fan of this title. I think the Batman v. Superman part is extremely cheesy. I think it doesn't fit with normal blockbuster titles, although that's not necessarily always a negative thing. I think in this context it is. I think Dawn of Justice by itself would have been an okay title for the film, but I think Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is not a very good title. And other major news, Gareth Edwards, the director of Godzilla, he will be directing the first of Disney's Star Wars spin-offs, which will be released on December 16th, 2016, just 1 year after Star Wars Episode 7, which of course is currently filming, actually. I don't think there's been any other major news since our last episode was released. Gordon Willis, the legendary cinematographer who shot The Godfather, Annie Hall, Manhattan, countless other films, he passed away at the age of 82 a few weeks ago. It was very sad to hear about that. And that is pretty much all the major film and TV news that's occurred since our last episode. And that's the end of this episode. It's very short. We'll be much longer next week, hopefully. So join me next week for the next episode of Box Office Buzz. Make sure to check out the Jimmy and Luke show. That's jimmyandluke.info. We finished our season this week, so no episodes over the summer, but you can check out our last few episodes. They're very good. We released our season finale yesterday. And the new issue of BuzzHub's free online magazine, Movie Taco, is available now with Guardians of the Galaxy extended coverage inside the magazine, a beautiful cover. I've written a number of pieces for that. I highly recommend you check it out. And after BuzzHub's second birthday at the weekend, we've got a little update of our look. We now have a much, our past look was very, it featured a lot of dark black and green. And now there's a lot of white and orange. And I think it looks a lot better for it. See what you think. So you can visit BuzzHub.info for all of this movie news, reviews, and box office. And I'll be back next week with the next episode of BuzzHub's Box Office Buzz. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.